Ladies and gentlemen, Superintendent Mike Miles.
When Mike Miles became Dallas's education chief in April of last year, he was following in a line of superintendents who didn't stick around very long. His predecessor, Michael Hinojosa, stayed 6 years, twice the average for an urban superintendent. But the rest of the rotating cast of superintendents, dating back to the early 1990s, lasted for an average of just 2 years. Dan Domenich, executive director of the American Association of School Administrators, says that's not long enough to put an effective program in place.
It's going to need a minimum of 5 to 7 years to be able to implement and integrate into an agenda in a school system that's going to be sustained.
And Domenich says the revolving door does affect education.
There's confusion in the ranks in terms of the teachers who don't know, well, what is it that we're doing now? And of course, the kids, they're the ones that are suffering because they're not getting the programs and services that would make them achieve at a higher level.
So why the high turnover? Bob Johnston has a few ideas. He held top jobs in the administrations of 8 Dallas superintendents over 3 decades.
Lack of experience in a big city school district with a lot of urban problems and urban challenges.
Johnston remembers the most scandalous exits. Yvonne Gonzalez in 1997. She went to prison after using $16,000 in district money to buy bedroom furniture.
That probably is the best example of somebody who had that Nixon syndrome, made a mistake, and instead of trying to deal with it, she tried to do some things to get herself out of a jam and ended up getting into a deeper jam.
Then in 2000, Bill Rojas was fired during his first year on the job after he called a press conference and publicly criticized board members who had hired him.
He didn't last long after that.
For the most part, the others chose to leave, but nearly all of them at one time or another had to explain financial scandals, endure backlash for budget and staff cuts, and navigate citizen protests. Johnston says most of Dallas's superintendents were not prepared for the nonstop demands of a job where you're managing 20,000 employees, a $1 billion budget, and the instruction of more than 150,000 mostly low-income children. Then there's the Board of Trustees.
People come to an urban center like Dallas, and they're not prepared for a board that has single-member districts where the board members are interested and in the schools all the time.
Former Fort Worth Superintendent Melody Johnson remembers what that was like.
You've got 9 bosses that call you every day, 10, 11, midnight. You know, that's not unusual in an urban system. You have members that, whether or not they have the expertise, want to micromanage and have very, very strong opinions about what should or should not be happening.
A survey by the School Administrators Group found most superintendents leave for other opportunities, including retirement. But the second most stated reason was conflict with their school boards. During her 6 years as the head of Fort Worth Schools, Johnson saw the board members who hired her replaced by newly elected trustees who had different priorities. She says that can make it difficult for a superintendent to continue. Johnson's now at TCU, and as a scholar in residence, she's looking for solutions. She believes a different board model would help.
I think the model needs to move more to a corporate model, where you are meeting quarterly, where the board doesn't have to approve every $5,000 you spend or every contract that comes.
Dallas's Mike Miles has faced a lot of these systemic hurdles, an active involved board, a lack of big district experience. But beyond that, he's created problems on his own, a revolving cast of highly paid top aides, and most recently, a letter he reportedly helped write that criticized the board. Tomorrow, board members will talk privately about whether Miles should be allowed to complete his 3-year contract, or whether he'll become another of the many Dallas superintendents who doesn't stay long enough to finish the job. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.